You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations, Mark. Right there on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, Mark.
I know where it is.
You know where it is, and you think you're the man. Let me tell you, Sam is the man.
The man.
He sure is, Mark. All your alteration needs, of course, you know he tightens me up. Make sure my suits look great on Channel 4. And Sam also can do women's clothes, children's, whatever you need. Take it to Sam's right there on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, and he will make you look like a king, Mark. They also have men's suits there. Pick something off the rack. He tugs it. He pins it. They sew it.
It's called the tug and pin.
And all you know, there you go, the tug and pin method.
And pin.
I like that. And then all of a sudden, you got a great-looking suit that fits you like a glove. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Sam. All right, now it's time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Kansas City Royals with cheese are taking the field.
Big series.
Taking the field as we speak. Looks like a very nice night at Kauffman Stadium. Good crowd. Good area. Nice area. People coming in from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Nice area. Tigers and Royals tonight. Rick Porcello against James Shields. College baseball in Evanston. Northwestern beat Michigan this afternoon 5-3. Two more this weekend. On the campus. In Champaign, Illinois over Michigan State, 2-1 right now in the fourth. Kirk Gibson's son, Cam, is 0-2. So I pass that along to you. Yes, Kirk Gibson's son plays for Michigan State, too. Cam Gibson. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, game 6. Nets kind of in a rout mode already. This isn't over by a long shot, but it's a 49-30 lead for Brooklyn over Toronto in the second quarter. San Antonio and Dallas coming up later, as is Houston-Portland. These are all game 6s. Stanley Cup playoffs, round 2, game 1. Rangers lead the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Start of that series, 2-0 second period. Brad Richards has a goal in that game, his third. Minnesota-Chicago begins their series, second round, 9:30 tonight at the United Center. Other baseball, American League Indians lead the White Sox 5-2 in the second. Brian McCann's fourth homer of the year has given the Yankees a 2-1 lead over the Rays in the third. Red Sox at Fenway lead the A's 2-0 third. A couple others start later. One interleague series. Blue Jays and Pirates in Pittsburgh tied at 1 in the third. National League Cubs beat the Cardinals this afternoon 6-5 despite Johnny Peralta hitting his 7th homer of the season for St. Louis. Phillies lead the Nationals 3-1 third. Marlon Byrd is 4th homer. No score Brewers Reds in the 4th. Marlins over the Dodgers 1-0 third. Ditto the Giants over the Braves in the 2nd. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Second fave Opportunity is out with a sore foot. Wicked Strong, Rob was just talking about Wicked Strong, named for the Boston Strong moniker, is now a 6-1 fave, the second choice behind California Chrome, the odds-on favorite at Churchill Downs. Weigh in this evening for tomorrow's Mayweather-Maidana title fight in Las Vegas at MGM. The champ comes in at 146 even. He looked great. So did Marcos Maidana. Rolls in at 146.5. So they're just going to kind of fire it up tomorrow and do this thing on pay-per-view at the Grand Garden Arena. Second round PGA Tour, Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow, North Carolina. That's in Charlotte. Angel Cabrera keeps his lead. He had the first round lead. Now he has the second round lead, along with Martin Flores, both at 9 under par. Cabrera shot 69 today. Justin Rose is a shot back after a 67. Phil Mickelson was awful. Took a complete dive with a 75. I'm a poet to know it. He's at -2. He did make the cut. Cut line is +2. Rory McIlroy shot 76. Just barely made the cut. He's at +1. And the NASCARs are at Talladega for Sunday's Aaron 499. Qualifying is tomorrow at 12:10 p.m. with the race starting at high noon on Sunday. The 499, if you know your Talladega Super Speedway, is actually 188 laps and 500.08 miles on that Talladega track. It's a great track. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Sporty Cuts. Let me just quickly show what Dan McNamara brought in here. This is the program at Hazel Park tomorrow. I can show it over here, too. There you go. That's the program for the Kentucky Derby simulcast program. You can go do your parimutuel betting at Hazel Park Raceway. Everybody knows where Hazel Park is, right off 696 and what is that, 10 Mile over there. They got a great – look, if you've never been to Hazel Park, we encourage it. Rob and I have been there many times. We did our – when Dan had our thing, our golf outing, we would have our dinner at Hazel Park. That's where we'd all gather after the golf was over to
trade. It was very nice.
Stories. I would tell people about my hole-in-one, which I never have had.
Yeah, that was a big story right there.
That was a good story, wasn't it, though, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Great hole-in-one story. Never did it, but it's a good story. I mean, never let the facts get in the way of a good story, as we all know in this business. But you can go bet on the Trotters there, and they've got the simulcast from Churchill Downs as well. So it's that's a nice big program. And he also brought in, which is really interesting to me, and I thought this was cool, Dan brought in, this is the program from the first race ever at Hazel Park from 1953. Squire Mite, Ebony Abe, Sweet Girl, Dark Angel, Black Rattan, Ruth's Boy, Mary Ruth, and Hi Dan.
Mary Ruth.
But Hi Dan, for Dan McNamara, was a trotter named Hi Dan. And that was the first race at Hazel Park back in May of 1953. So we're talking now 61 years old, Hazel Park Raceway. Pretty cool. So if you're in the area, nice area over there, Hazel Park.
Nice area.
Nice area, Jim Price. Go check out the simulcast of the Kentucky Derby tomorrow at Hazel Park Raceway.
All right, the Tigers are underway in Kansas City. Two outs, nobody on, and Miggy's up. But Mark
Kaufman looks great.
Oh, yeah, it does. It really looks good.
Did some work over there.
Give me your take on what the Tigers did today, as far as adding some.
Okay, when I saw it, Joel Hanrahan. I knew Joel Hanrahan had done.
I knew
this.
It from the Red Sox. Why did he pitch there? Right
in Pittsburgh. He was an All Star closer in Pittsburgh for 2 years. He was an All Star as recently as 2012. He had TJ surgery last year in May, 2013. They figured he would be out a full year. It has now been a full year. He actually started throwing well over a month ago, and he had some teams come down to look at him. The Yankees were on board on this. I think the Rockies were looking at him. I think both New York teams. Who else did I see was looking at him? I think the Royals were, but the Tigers got him. Sign him for $1 million, straight up, here's $1 million. Down here you can make an extra couple of million, depending on incentives and performance, a performance model that they have for him, should he get back in time. He'll go to Lakeland originally, like starting next week, and he'll begin working out and then start a rehab assignment. He'll probably pitch as much as, since he is a relief pitcher, he'll probably throw as much as 8 to 10 appearances before even sniffing the major leagues again. Before coming up to Comerica, it would be a good 8 to 10 appearances. He hasn't pitched since early May of last year when he first diagnosed, and then, of course, had to have the TJ surgery. So this guy's an all-star closer. He has been 100 saves in his 7 seasons. When I first saw it, I said, I think this is great. Nothing to lose. $1 million, big whoop. And if you get Joel Hanrahan back in the fold, the way he was pitching for Pittsburgh, I mean, he was lights out. There was a moment there where I will always say this, as long as Mariano Rivera was pitching, he was the second best closer in the game behind Mariano. Mariano's always the best. No one can ever be the best. Sorry, Trevor Hoffman. You'll always be second to Mariano Rivera. Mariano Rivera
was
the best ever. He's best ever. Sorry, Dennis Eckersley. Best ever.
But the thing just for 1 second, he never had a lull in his career like this. From the very beginning.
He had a massive blip in the World Series in 2001.
Yeah, but that was
when Mark Grace and company, the Arizona Diamondbacks, beat him.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not. He wasn't perfect, but I'm just talking about the.
That's what I said. Right. It was like if you looked at a heart monitor and it was flatline,
and
he stayed right there, which is the top of the line,
and then
little blip it on one, boop,
and he was the blame for making that throwing error in that one. But I'm going to say this, Mark, it's official. After I heard about the signing of Hanrahan, the Tigers are officially on welfare.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
They're on welfare, Mark. They're always looking for a bargain. Always like, well, when they brought Valverde back last year, Mark, that was my indication that they're rather roll the dice. And you know what wound up happening? The bullpen wasn't right, and it cost them. And here you are. What's the one thing, Mark? They're getting great starting pitching. They have the 29th. Worst ERA in baseball, 29th out of 30 teams.
Only the Astros have a worse.
I don't want a project. I don't want a maybe. And you know, you say it's only $1 million. You take a flyer on them, just like they took a $1.1 million flyer on Gonzalez, the 37-year-old shortstop, and they had to eat that $1 million instead of going out and making a deal to give yourself a chance. This
not
is your
easy.
Last chance.
You make Mark, it sound like just go make a deal.
This is your last chance. You knew what the problem was last year. You brought Phil Koch back. You know why you brought Phil Koch back? Because he was cheap. The Tigers are on welfare.
Well,
if you're cheap, they want you.
Where's your
I'm
bluster?
Serious.
Where was your bluster in December and January then?
It was. We just didn't have a radio show then.
No, we said a couple of times on the podcast, if you go back and listen to it, when we were talking about the Hot Stove League and the Tigers in the offseason, we said with a keen eye on it, we said, you know what? Maybe they should be spending a little more time on the bullpen because the time to make a deal is then. The time not to make a deal is May.
Mark,
no one's going to deal with you in May.
What cost them in the ALCS? How many times do I have to say it? What cost them?
Benoit and Veras.
They both gave up Grand Slam home runs late in the game.
And both are gone. Isn't that convenient?
And you know what? And Veras, they probably should have kept Veras. He'd have to be like a closer situation.
But is it a coincidence that they gave up Grand Slams that forced the end of the season and both Veras and Benoit are gone?
Benoit, they weren't going to pay, so I got that. He got a nice deal. Where'd he go, to Houston? No, Veras went to...
No, Benoit went to San Diego,
San Diego
and Veras went to the Cubs.
Right. But I'm just saying, they don't want to spend money. Every time I see this, it infuriates me because you have Miggy, you have Scherzer, you have Verlander. Mark, this is your window. Stop playing. You lost your shortstop.
I know,
but
we got the hockey ring coming.
It's not about getting to the World Series. They got to win. When are they going to win? Enough with the welfare.
Hockey rink. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Mark? Rob, you said it's a big series. Why are so many empty seats?
It's Kansas City.
Well, it's Kansas City, and the game just started. I don't mean it's going to be like a – it's still May. What I mean is this is the first series all year I want to look at because this is the team I think is going to win a division. If they sweep the Tigers these three games, they're in first place. That's why.
Well, they're not going to sweep the Tigers even get this.
Okay.
And they're not going to win the division either.
I agree with you on that.
You can't say they're not going to win the division. You can forget that too.
But you're not bothered by this? Look at Infante. Unbelievable. Since when did he get...
And when he was in Atlanta, Robin, he became an all-star in the National League. That's when he became a hitter.
Got a triple. Wow.
Greg, anything else?
What is he seeing J.D. Martinez, too? Why is he playing all the time?
Because J.D. Martinez had good power stick numbers for a guy who hadn't batted that much in the majors.
He had 10 home runs right in the minor leagues already
and
in the
had
first
11
month.
For a crappy Astros team that with nobody batting around him.
No, that's what they looked at. They know they need power.
Rob kind of liked the J.D. Martinez move.
They need power. They got to get some power. They're not going to win games without getting some home runs.
And, Greg, how many home runs has J.D. hit so far with the Tigers?
None.
Very good.
None.
Very
zero.
Good.
None. Zero.
Nada.
Zero.
Zip.
You know, like the man said in Major League. Yeah, he's hit home runs in the minors. All guys will be back.
No, he hit like 11 one year with the Astros in limited time. I think he had a total of 18 when he came here in very limited play.
The only problem with the 11 he hit off the Astros, 6 of them were against his own pitchers, I think.
Yeah, right. He counted practice pitches.
All right, Greg, thank you.
BP. It was BP pitches.
248-848-1130, and Royals lead 1-0.
This is Ms. Mary, who works at Comerica Park.
No, I actually don't work there. I'm a rep there. But, Parker, I'm calling in to say thank you for coming back on the radio. You and Parker and the man, I missed you. I just found out last week that you guys were back through some other program, 1200.
Yeah, I was on with Mildred, Mark. You know,
exactly,
I was
exactly, absolutely, and that's how I found out that you were back on the radio.
How you doing? You know, you doing all right?
I'm doing good. You remember who I am?
Of course I do. Come on, stop it. Okay. I've known you for years. You're the best.
I know you're the best, and I get in trouble for saying you're my favorite sports man.
That's all right. You know what? Stand up to those people.
I won't hold it against you, Mary.
Yeah. Not you. Someone else. Not even you, man. Talking about some other body else.
Of course.
I just want to say hello, welcome back, and I'm listening to you guys right now on the radio.
Well, that's great. Mary, thank you so much.
And hopefully I'll see you at the game back Monday. I'll be at the ballpark Monday for the next stretch.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a good program.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Mary. See ya. I'll see you at the ballpark, too. I'll be down there when I go down to get my dollar hot dogs. I shouldn't be talking about that. I don't want everybody to know about those. No, I know, dude.
Okay, all right. I want you to know.
I know you weren't going to hit the thing. No, but you know what? Gary has his finger. Just hit it now anyhow, Gary.
What color panties you got on?
Gary, Ms. Mary is a wonderful lady. She's, she's of high stature. And
we appreciate her calling. Let me tell you,
I agree with Rob that there are certain times we don't use the button. That's exactly all I'm saying.
And let me tell you,
we used to do that back in the day, too.
She's very, very nice, and she always has been. I've known her for over 20 years, so that's very nice since I've been in this town. As a matter of fact, Mark, you knew when I was married to Camille. She's always asked me about Camille. How's Camille doing, blah, blah, blah,
when
blah.
When I said she works at Comerica, I don't know her.
Right.
Do I know her?
Yes, you've met her.
Okay.
You have. Because she remembers us when we were on the Fan the first time.
So where does she work out of? What area do you know?
I think
she said she's a rep.
Yeah, she's a union rep, I think, for the workers at Comerica.
Oh, okay.
That's where I see
her. So she has
time.
Seen me downstairs getting my dollar hot dog.
Oh, yeah, I know
shirt.
You're cheating the system.
No, there's a spot. I don't want to tell everybody because people will go down there.
Would you stop down
I don't
there.
Want to tell them.
The only thing is the dollar hot dogs come, you got to have a $4 Alka-Seltzer to wash them
no,
down.
No, they're great. These guys, I'm sure these guys are going to say, there's a place at Comerica Park where you can get, but I'm not going to tell y'all. Sorry. Coming up, Joel Hanrahan is now a Tiger. He's going to Lakeland. Rob thinks there's actually something like bad about this or indicative of what this signing means.
That's what I'm that the
is
Tigers
that a better phrase
that
for
the
this?
Tigers are on welfare.
What's the welfare? I don't even get that.
They're not going to spend money. They don't have enough money.
You're trying to out-clever yourself.
No,
here.
I'm not. They're on welfare.
They're spending plenty of money on Miguel Cabrera and a hockey ring.
Yeah, but they're not spending any money on a team that's supposed to win a World Series. That's
when you're
what I'm 29th, talking about. They're cutting corners, Mark, and the same thing. When you have the 29th ERA, 29th bullpen, right? ERA.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not going. You think you're going to win anything? Tell me what you're going to win.
5.37. Only the Astros have a worse ERA, but the Tigers are second in batting right now in the American League at 272.
Yeah,
but 24th in run scored. There's a little dichotomy there.
24th in run scored. What about that?
Kansas City's 20th with 108.
There you go with your small ball. You could have all that small ball you want. I want runs.
And you want more relief pitching better than a guy who had Tommy John surgery, whose arm is about to fall off. There's a gamble here with Hanrahan. He was a heck of a pitcher at that point.
Mark, were you shocked last year that they brought back Valverde after
we talked about that on the thing,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was ridiculous.
It was
absolutely ridiculous.
I just used my word. Pappalardo should never have come back.
Should
here.
Never. And they were like, "Oh, well, we sent some scouts out and they said he was looking good." What?
No, I had an argument with people that said, "Well, you don't want to." I said, "That's not my point. He's got 29 other options. Find one.
Find somebody."
This was over. As great as he was that one year, it went down fast.
Stop living in the past. Stop thinking that it's like when the Lions drafted all those injured players. Remember out of college? Oh, well, he was, but
Aaron Gibson.
Nobody. Everybody knew he was hurt except for the Lions. Oh, he fell into our lap.
His mother was a clown.
Would you stop with the clown?
She was a clown. A professional clown. I'm not calling his mom a clown.
She was
a professional clown. Rob can verify that Aaron Gibson's mother was a professional clown. 1 week before the second day of the draft right now.
Did she ever make it to the playoffs and the clowndom?
Playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Coming up, we're going to talk about more about Hanrahan, and we're going to talk about our draft day party next week. All right, you don't want to go anywhere. We're halfway through. So stick and stay there, Van Earl. Van Earl just Facebooked me, too. God bless Van Earl,
did
right?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Where's he working now?
He's doing something. I forget. I think he's still living out in Sandy, Utah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Here we are, bottom of the hour. Take more of your calls coming up, but we want to tell you about the big draft day party. It's the Parker and the Man draft day party for the National Football League draft next week. We got two events. We're telling you about this one now. This one is on Thursday, May 8th. It starts at 7 when we're on the air. It's called On the Rocks in Madison Heights. Now, Rob, have you ever been to On the Rocks?
No, I have not.
You're going to like it a lot. Great food, good people, drinks are cold. You're going to dig it.
And they're making special food?
They're going to make it something that we're going to see.
I can't wait.
We're going to see if you love. Maybe you won't, but I'm going to almost guarantee that you will. So, you know, and we're going to give away Tiger tickets. Got some Tiger tickets down there. It's going to be a whole fun dealio. See what I'm saying, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
It's called On the Rocks. It's at 12 Mile and John R. 12 Mile, John R. just south of 12 Mile on John R. Right there. You can't miss it. If you've never been to On the Rocks before, you will dig it. It's On the Rocks in Madison Heights for the Parker the Man Draft Day Party next Thursday, May 8th, starting at 7. Live out there. We're on the air. right here on DFN, the whole shooting match. Draft starts at 8 o'clock. We'll break it down. We got the Lions pick coming and Tiger tickets to give away. What do you think about that, Rob?
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get rocked.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.